The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is proposing a federal buyout of some 17,000 properties along the Mississippi coast. Many homes and businesses on the land were destroyed by Hurricane Katrina. The proposal would be the largest federal buyout ever, but many who've been trying to rebuild over the past 2 years say the Corps' strategy could mean the end of some small Mississippi communities. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
As you drive along the Mississippi coastline on Highway 90 between Pascagoula and Bay St. Louis, a span of some 70 miles, the rebuilding is evident. The sprawling casinos are back. Hotels followed. High-rise condos are going up. Even some of the magnificent homes along the shoreline are appearing once again.
And these houses were all flooded, and you can see they're all up and running. This business was flooded. It's up and running.
Jim Trifoli is president of the Bay St. Louis City Council. He's thrilled with the progress in the Old Town area along Main Street, which is several blocks from the water. Right along the shoreline, there's a patch of some new construction and lots of open, vacant space.
This lot here had a $1 million home on it. And what I was going to show you is that this land is a little bit lower than where we were. $1 million home disappeared. There was a compound here of about 5 homes. And these all disappeared.
Bay St. Louis was one of the Mississippi coastal towns hit hardest by Katrina and the 30-foot storm surge that followed. It's taken time and encouragement to coax folks to move back. Trifoli says news of a possible buyout has already caused some people to delay rebuilding. And in the long run, he says, it will ruin the town's economy.
When you have an economy based on accumulation of a certain amount of tax dollars, revenues from utilities, and so forth, when that evaporates, you still got to maintain that road in that neighborhood. You still got to maintain that water line, even though it passes up 2,000 feet of no customers. Then the unit price of providing the services skyrockets and goes through the roof. And at that point, now you got a terrible crunch on everybody else.
Trifoli and others along the coast say the Corps of Engineers' proposal to buy out 17,000 properties is a mistake. They say the government is basing the idea on the worst storm that ever hit this area, and they say they're not likely to see that happen again.
I don't think it's an overreaction.
Susan Reese is with the Army Corps of Engineers and heads the Mississippi Coastal Improvement Program.
These kind of storms happen repetitively. You know, the 1800 storms were not that dramatic because there weren't so many people here and there weren't so many things here to be destroyed. And so next time it may not be a Camille or a Katrina, but if we're not smart about how we redevelop the coast, the damage may actually be worse than a Camille or a Katrina.
The Corps is doing a comprehensive 2-year study to determine what can be done to reduce the effects of another hurricane along the Mississippi coast. There are plenty of structural options, shoring up barrier islands, building seawalls, levees, or floodgates, and adding sand to existing beaches. But most people are focused on the non-structural option, that is, moving people out of the area.
It's a voluntary program. It's a long-term program.
Bill Walker is head of the Mississippi Department of Marine Resources. At a recent meeting in Gulfport, he helped present the idea to about 20 people who showed up here.
We're talking about, you know, 10, 15, 20 years down the road before we get to where we really hope to get at some point. But some way, we want to be able to reach the people who need the assistance without disturbing the folks that are not interested.
Officials stress the plan is voluntary, but some residents worry if they refuse an offer, their federal flood insurance will escalate and they won't be able to afford to stay here anyway. Others say the Corps and FEMA have to find a way to work better with residents and local governments to earn their trust and support.
This is how the area would be inundated during a hurricane event. So you do have the surge right on the mainland shore, but then you have all of the flooding that occurs in the back bays and the tributaries.
Susan Reese with the Corps displays a map that shows potential buyout areas of Harrison County. It includes properties along the beach and in low-lying inland areas. There is little debate in Gulfport because much of the area here is above the floodplain. After the meeting, Joseph Smith said he's in favor of the buyout because his home flooded several times before it was destroyed by Katrina.
We didn't see no use in building back, you know, because we live right by this Brickyard Bayou Canal, and the houses are like about 300 or 400 feet from there. And every time we get a real good rain, it floods over. And when Katrina came, it went all the way up to the roof of the house, you know.
The buyout and other core ideas could cost as much as $40 billion. But environmental law professor at Tulane University, Oliver Houck, says it's worth it.
This will be the first time a buyout of any significance in any coastal area on any of the four coasts, including the lakes. I mean, we've never done this. And it's been overdue for half a century. So you've got to start someplace.
Houck says if people stay where they are, they'll get hit again. The only real answer, he says, is reallocating money from the federal flood insurance program and from other flood mitigation projects to this plan that would give people an option to sell their property and provide a natural buffer zone in the future.
Subsidizing development in the hit zone only encourages more hits and more hit losses. It's better to take that money off the table and use the money you're saving by taking all these protections off the table, put that into the buyout offers. And suddenly, you've got something that can work.
I think I know where they are.
We got scissors? Oh, they're on the bar.
Back in Bay St. Louis, Allison Chambers attaches snowflake decorations to the ceiling of the Mockingbird Cafe. The coffee shop is located in a historic building that made it through Katrina. It's been open for about a year now. Chambers says too much time has passed and too many people have spent their energy rebuilding to accept a buyout now.
Before the process began, they should have been here, you know, marking it off, saying this we need to take back to protect you.
You think more people would have been?
I know more people would have done it then, but not after the fact, not after you come back and with all that you have.
Many say the buyout will create a checkerboard effect and leave a patchwork of neighborhoods, pockets of activity next to places that contain bare foundations and broken trees. They say that's not good for communities trying hard to make a comeback. The Corps of Engineers plans to present its proposals to Congress next month. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
To see which parts of Mississippi's coast are being targeted in the proposed federal buyout, go to npr.org.